What do brands like Alphaleet, Buff Bunny, Owner Active, Naka Power have in common? Well, watch this episode, you're about to find out. What they have in common is that they're all founded and run as influencer brands. So what this means is that these brands were conceived and created by people who had already set themselves up as influencers and as thought creators in their respective industries. What many startup brands don't understand is that it is a process. By understanding what we can achieve from that end result. And number one is, as an influencer brand, what you do is you have a marketing edge. What many brands fail to understand is that a product like a bra or a legging can come and become a commodity if it's treated as such. So a commodity is basically a standard product where there's no core differentiating factor between other competing brands. And what ends up happening to commodities is, well, like the price of oil, it's supply and demand. But if there is a limited supply, so what does that mean? A limited supply doesn't necessarily mean there's fewer bras. This means there are fewer products of a specific category from a specific person. You can go anywhere for a legging, but you can only go to one place for a legging made by Alphaleet, and that is Alphaleet. Understanding that as an influencer and as someone with a built-in audience, you have a marketing edge, a way to stand apart from the competition. Number two, in this day and age, the cost of entry for an activewear brand or a sports apparel brand is lower than it's ever been before. You can simply set up a Shopify website and you can get up and running with a small product category. But then the challenge might be, how do I reach my consumer? This is where marketing comes into play. Marketing is the idea of making it known that you have a product or service on offer, and getting people to buy is the process of sales. Well, if you have a channel by which you engage with customers in a more natural way, where you can showcase the value of your personal brand and the actual apparel brand that you're building. So as an influencer brand, you have the advantage of a built-in customer base simply off of the back of creating content, of engaging with your audience. Number three, so let's look at the alternative to a traditional influencer-led brand. You say, I'm going to bypass the idea of building my own brand because I can just go and pay an influencer. But those typically tend to have a long time span. They tend to require a lot of investment. But what are the realities of building your own audience? What you need to understand is creating content for different social media platforms requires more than anything consistency and creativity. I have a schedule that I follow week in, week out. And the second that I can afford to hire and to outsource and to streamline my operations, that's what I did. So with you, it's about consistency. It has nothing to do with creating a strong start only to fall flat on your face a week, 3 weeks, 1 month in. Your audience wants to know that they can expect consistency. They can expect a specific type of uniform message from you. And this is where many people find it difficult. They try to emulate what other influencers are doing, what people that have in a different story, different background to them are doing. And by emulating someone else's journey, there is a sense of inauthenticity there. So it's like the kind of person who comes on and speaks to you about how to make $1 trillion, right? And for him, he's still nowhere near that. It's that inauthenticity that gets people, that creates a disconnection with your audience. Last but not least, beyond just the financial gain, what creating your own content allows you to do is it allows you to focus on one thing and build discipline in one area of your career. What most people don't understand is that discipline is not something that you're born with. It's something that you have to put into practice. Beyond just this, creating your own content allows you to put yourself out there. It creates a sense of connection with people, but also it allows you to be over that sense of not wanting to be vulnerable. You overcome that fear of vulnerability. You tell yourself that regardless of what other people say, and of course, the majority of the comments on this channel are wonderful, but of course we get the odd comment. And I always read those comments. I always try to take something positive out of something that I currently or would have the initial reaction of saying is negative. But that also builds character by being able to look at my own flaws and also look at where other people may see flaws but may not understand where I'm coming from. I'm able to build a more disciplined and a tougher character. So beyond just the business advantages, the personal advantages that come with building your own influence and building your own personal brand around your apparel business. So guys, let me know what your thoughts are on building up your own content strategy. And if you're interested in how to build your own influencer-led brand, let me know in the comments below if you want me to cover other influencer-type business ideas in the future. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Fit Design TV. Until next week's episode, stay awesome.